Pada akhir Mei lepas, Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation atau MDEC melancarkan MDEC Innovation Exchange MIX Permix sebagai sebahagian daripada program agensi berkenaan untuk meningkatkan pendigitalan ekonomi negara. MDEC Innovation Exchange atau MIX adalah penghubung antara korporat dan juga syarikat teknologi tempatan berkaliber tinggi. Hubungan ini adalah untuk memudahkan organisasi korporat ini mencari penyelesaian terbaik dengan menggunakan teknologi daripada pelbagai syarikat di Malaysia. Untuk membincangkan berkenaan perkembangan MIX dan juga sasarannya, kita bersama Naib Presiden Ekosistem Teknologi dan juga Globalisasi MDEC, Gopi Ganesalingam. Gopi, thank you for joining us, Gopi. Gopi, first of all, MDEC launched the MIX program recently. How has the progress been with the program so far?
Sure. So before I talk about MIX, I want to put the context in place so that we understand why we launched MIX. So the context is, this year in August, MDEC will be celebrating our 25 years in existence. It's our silver jubilee. So since our inception, MDEC has changed the ICT and the digital landscape of Malaysia. So what started off as MSC Malaysia in 1996, creating Malaysia's own version of a tech hub, we have gone through a few iterations reflecting on the dynamic nature and the challenge of technology in the digital evolution. Mm-hmm. So today, even more, we know that the only thing that is constant is change, right? So change is the challenge. But in change, there lies the opportunity. And that's the entrepreneur in us speaking. So we are advocates of change. So we are enablers of opportunities. So what happened? The COVID-19 has been possibly the world's digital transformation officer for all of us. The pandemic has brought the digital mandate to sharp focus, where we have accelerated the paradigm shift for digital transformation and the digital platform services economy. Mm-hmm. So on this front alone, we have made big strides in the growth in the digital economy. So in fact, the digital economy is estimated to contribute as much as 22.6% to the total GDP by 2025, and that's not small. Mm-hmm. So all this will not be possible if we have not put in place the foundation to handle and to cater the rapid changes that took place in the past 1 year. So as businesses evolved into the new digital norm, it is imperative that we continue to strengthen the foundation for the transformation to be seamless. So that was one of the reasons it was leading us to the introduction of MIX. Mm. The other reason is, let me just talk about this very, very quickly. So in order for us to manage the talk for the transformation this year, we were going to go bigger, better and bolder. Mm-hmm. So because MDEC has a vision, as a mandate, and we are going to be our strategic alliance, our strategic trust this year is going to be about Malaysia 5.0, which is modeled after Japan Society 5.0. So where we hope to see a nation that is deeply integrated, deeply connected with technology that empowers inclusivity, sustainability and shared prosperity. So we believe that digital transformation starts with the mind. Mm-hmm. It starts with the human transformation. So in order to achieve this, MDEC is going to be focused on four key thrusts. It's important I say this before I talk about MIX.
Maybe briefly, Gopi, because we don't really have so much time. I have so many questions to ask you about MIX.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So established last year, due to all this pandemic, so what we did is MDEC started the Corporate Innovation Program, which connects essentially the corporate partners with startups to accelerate the adoption, so for greater value creation. So this is a two-pronged strategy where MDEC works with corporates to understand their problem statements that can be resolved via digital technologies using local tech companies. So the program became very successful, particularly during the pandemic, where digital disruption was the order of the day. So in May this year, MDEC officially launched the Corporate Partnership Program, branded it as MDEC Innovation Exchange, or MIX.
Mm-hmm. And share with us the progress when it comes to MIX. I think on your website, you've got 85 companies engaged, or you're engaging with 85 companies, 77 problem statements uncovered, and 1,250 tech companies channel. I think these are all numbers, but share with us the success stories coming out from this MIX program.
Okay, just before I share the success stories, I just want to say that those numbers are correct. We have except for the last one, we have 1,300 opportunities of the tech companies to offer digital solutions to address this problem. So in terms of success stories, we have a lot. But there are three that's coming to my mind right away. One is the Malaysia Cross-Industry Virtual Hackathon. Mm-hmm. This is where MDEC was in collaboration with RISE, which is a Malaysia Thai-based corporate innovation accelerator. So in 2020, RISE, which organized a program that was aimed to revitalize the Malaysian ecosystem as a new norm in the COVID-19 pandemic. So we were supported by great partners, Celcom Asiata, Malaysia Airlines, EcoWorld, Glucoland, and Post Malaysia. So we had participants from all over Malaysia, more than 200 participants that took part trying to resolve problems. And we had companies that had market access. We had companies that were able to be partners with some of these big boys. The second success story is on the fintech side. So where MDEC partnered with HSBC, we went into collaboration and we brought forward seven tech startups to collaborate with HSBC on retail banking, with the idea to bring startups to the next level for greater growth, greater market access, investments, some being innovative. So these are things that startups and corporates always look for. So, MDEC and HSBC, we organized three workshops in terms of digital transformation, fintech, and to help the corporate SMEs. The third one, and this is the important one, especially now we are in pandemic, is MDEC and the Business Sweden. We collaborated on health innovation challenge, because health tech is one of the key areas that MDEC is looking to grow within our ecosystem. More so now, we know that health sector needs to transform. It needs to be quick. It needs to be democratized and connected. So we are delighted to be a key partner in this digital health innovation challenge, because it provides us the opportunity to stimulate this important ecosystem in Malaysia.
But how does the program empower local tech entrepreneurs? Would this give the Malaysian corporate companies access to these technologies, and would it be cost efficient to the corporate the companies as well? But let's talk about the entrepreneurs first. How does this program empower and benefit the local tech entrepreneurs?
So as I said earlier, it's a two-pronged strategy. Mm-hmm. And to grow the economy, it cannot be all government doing it. It has to be run by the private private-public partnership. So we realize the corporates, they're big, they're rich, they've got lots of businesses going on, but they have problem statements that they cannot resolve using digital tech for various reasons, right? Mm-hmm. So, but here you have very nimble, very quick, very fast, very agile tech companies that are able to resolve these problems. So MDEC comes in between with this platform mix to say, hey, you know what, corporate, tell us all your problem statements. And then we analyze these problem statements, we understand these problem statements, and then we connect them to possible solutions from these tech companies. Mm-hmm. So that is a way of addressing both digitalization or digital transformation for the corporates and giving market access to our tech companies.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that these are local tech entrepreneurs, does it make it much more interesting for the corporate to look at their solutions, because they perhaps understand the local context better?
So one of the things that we don't do very well, even as a country, right? We don't tell our stories very well. We are not very good in telling storytelling. So some of these corporate, some of these entrepreneurs, they have got really, really good solutions. And they're not able to go out there and amplify this. And this mix brings these two parties together. It's a want, and it's a solution out there that we kind of mix and bring them together. So, and I always say this, that we have very, very good entrepreneurship in Malaysia. We've got very good entrepreneurs. We've got very good solutions. I mean, we look at our ecosystem. But what we're not doing well enough is we're not able to tell the story. And this is exactly addressing that. So through this program, we are seeing some of the companies that we've connected having access, not just in Malaysia, but through their subsidiaries, getting access into foreign markets. Mm-hmm. Now, that would not have been possible if these tech companies had to go to the foreign market by themselves and try and knock on these corporates' doors, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a... Go ahead.
Gopi, let's talk about digital adoption and the SMEs in Malaysia. I mean, right now we are in the fourth week of the total lockdown, and digital adoption remains a key element contributing to the success for many SMEs who have adopted done their digitalization. Perhaps you can share with us what else can MDEC do to ensure the digitalization of these SMEs so that they can continue to operate during this very difficult period.
Good question. So let me give you some SME adoption statistics. So 2017 to 2020, 489 SME adopted e-commerce, while another 378 SMEs were trained to utilize the e-commerce platform through our initiatives. So companies using e-commerce for export had grown from 1,800 to 27,000. So it also saw an investment worth 1.5 billion in the establishment of fulfillment hubs.
Okay.
So e-commerce is a very, very important element. And we also have the GLOW program, the e-Rezeki program, the e-Usahawan program.
Okay.
All these are entrepreneurial programs that help to drive the adoption.
So what else can MDEC do briefly to help these SMEs to go through this very difficult period?
So there are many things that MDEC can do. There are many things these ecosystems players can do. But what the SMEs in Malaysia, what is limiting them and what they're finding it difficult is lack to access to funding. Right? Funding is key. And the criteria for these funding are very, very stringent. The other thing, and we have, MDEC has got seven funding initiatives that have actually generated, during the pandemic alone, more than $100 million to these startups. The other thing that we can help and we are helping is on the talent constraint, digital talent programs that are very, very imperative today, because SMEs do not take digital, they don't understand digital. So we are going in with talent programs. And these are all helping us to do to adopt technology and the mindset change. Like I said, the mindset is the most important. In any change, the mindset change. So we need to educate our SMEs on the mindset change.
On that note, that's all the time we have, Gopi.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Gopi Ganesalingam,
Anak
President dan juga Anak President Ekosistem Teknologi dan juga Globalisasi untuk MDEC. Gopi Ganesalingam, Anak President Ekosistem Teknologi dan juga Globalisasi untuk MDEC, bincangkan berkenaan dengan teknologi dan juga untuk PKS serta program MIX. Teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani. Saya Rizal Zulkifli. Ini Niaga Awani. Salam hormat.